Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. A little bit after noon out here on the Pacific Coast, a special time today. A little bit after 3 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, then you're listening to us perhaps as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network 24/7. Possibly at the normal time. We're just going to rerun this motherfucker again at the normal time. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com, wherever you're receiving us. However, we appreciate the crap out of it. Thanks for joining us. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome, America, to the shit show.
Welcome to the show, everybody. We're going to be here for the next couple hours. A little early today.
That's right.
I'm a little discombobulated.
Yes.
Kate, the intern, is in hospital.
Hello.
She's had some dental surgery. She's an old dog.
Right.
And
but she's very spry.
And she's very, very spry. And apparently she had a tooth issue.
Oh, man.
Or several. now she's going... Right. She's out of surgery for those concerned. We appreciate your concerns. She's
thank you for your prayers.
She's on IV. She's resting. The doctor said we could pick her up in a little while, but we pick her up, around four-ish. So decided to do the show during this window. And that way, if they call early that we can go pick her up, I can go pick her up.
Did she get anything cosmetic? Any cosmetic?
She did. She got her anal bleach. And, you know, she's only got that little she's only got that little stub of a tail, so it sticks
straight
up.
It is L.A.
Her little starfish is visible all the time.
God.
So she might have that taken care of. Maybe a six boob job, eight boob job.
How many boobs does a dog have? Dogs don't have boobs. They have teats.
Well, they have nipples.
A teat is different than a boob, though. That's not the same functionality.
Well, yeah, it is.
Oh, really?
That's where they get the milk from.
Okay.
They don't pour it out their ears.
That'll be horrible.
Dogs have 10 teats. Wow,
oh, wow. Congratulations. You think God, when he was making it, when did God make animals? Or
it's a lot of little silicone bags.
It really is.
10 implants
it's
on
expensive.
A dog.
Expensive. How much are breast implants? I mean, if you had to guess, I don't know.
Well, I know someone that had a couple.
Right? a couple.
And she went high end.
Jeez, how much?
Not only on the composition of the boobs, but also she just went to like a really fancy doctor and shit.
Oh yeah.
I think she paid $8,000.
Shit.
For those.
So if you got 10 tits, that's $80,000. God, that's a lot of money.
It's almost
really
teeth are almost as much. Apparently. God help us, Lord, ladies and gentlemen, go to Amazon.com. Help out the show. Help defer some of these tooth costs that the dog is inflicting upon me. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. It doesn't actually cost you anything.
Right.
If you do that, if you buy your shit through our Amazon hole, it just we get a little nibble, a little taste, a little commission every time.
Penny.
And it doesn't hurt you at all. It doesn't affect you at all. So it would really help us out, especially given the fact that, I'm coughing up a lot of money to help the dog. Goodbye Christmas. So, but you know, it's Kate. So
war on Christmas.
No expense is too much for Kate. So we're going to be here for the next couple of hours. This is, goddamn, there's some Donald Trump unshackled, his own words.
Jesus.
Losing his fucking mind. I guess they've finally decided the hell with it. The hell
Fuck
with
it.
Being civil. The hell with being nice. He's going to walk up and grab everybody in the pussy.
Right.
He's not going to be held back anymore. A bunch of tweets against Paul Ryan today, a bunch of tweets against the Republicans last night. He's unhinged and out of control.
What does he feel? Does he feel like the GOP is abandoning him?
Well, yeah, look at the first question he got on the debate. He
right.
was pissed at Martha Raddatz and that gay guy, as he would say. And Andy Cooper.
Yeah.
Over, you know, the fact that they were already being unfair.
Right.
Oh, I get it. Three against one. I get it.
What a little
I
baby.
I get it. Let's see what's, let's get to the headlines, and then we'll talk about the Trumpenstein monster. From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower. Los Angeles, California, Dateline, October 11th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Over at Le Camille Pinko Liberel.
Effet.
Huffington Le Post.
Oui, oui.
I don't know, I'm doing it in French. The headline... Over at the as soon as it loads on my creaking computer here, unshackled Trump goes nuclear on the GOP. Sure enough,
oh man,
oh good for HuffPo for pulling a little play out of the Drudge Handbook.
What do they do?
And they've got a really ugly picture of Trump.
Oh, that's funny.
Unshackled Trump goes nuclear on the GOP.
Hey,
today. The Donald attacked Speaker Paul Ryan in a tweet, quote, "Our very weak and ineffective leader, Paul Ryan, has a bad conference call where his members went wild at his disloyalty." His disloyalty.
Do you
listen
think,
to these terms these people use.
I thought when Paul Ryan agreed to be Speaker of the House, he said, "I would do it as long as we had no disagreements or no infighting."
Well, yeah.
But what is
good fucking luck?
To me, this seems like that. Is it smooth sailing for the speaker so far?
Yeah, I would say no. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
What a clusterfuck.
There was something grudgingly likable about Boner, the orange dude that cried a lot. There was just something likable about him. The, you know, the beer factor, sit and have a beer factor. Boehner seems like you could actually sit and have a beer with him.
And he's
have
got
a good time. Paul Ryan just seems like a sanctimonious prig.
Fake. Plastic. Yeah. A Tea Party person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Boehner has a dry sense of humor.
Right. That's all that's dry about him.
Right. otherwise he's wasted.
But another tweet that came up after that, despite winning the second lands debate in a landslide, every poll, it wasn't. It wasn't every poll. He's lying. He's lying. It's not. The last five polls I looked at, by the way,
yes,
there were a couple, of course, Drudge, and a couple of the onliners or the right-wing nutjob sites that had online votes.
Right.
That had, of course, declared him a winner by the landslide. But the mainstream, lamestream media... their stuff showed Hillary winning. I haven't seen a poll yet, honestly, from the lamestream media, a scientific poll,
yes,
that shows that Trump won.
Well, you're looking at scientific polls. You're biasing yourself to scientific polls.
But he said every poll.
Oh shit!
Despite winning the second debate in a landslide. Every poll, in parentheses, it is hard to do well when Paul Ryan and others give zero support.
Oh, God. I thought you were going to say they give zero fucks. That would be funny had he said that. God, what an asshole.
This morning,
but he lied. It doesn't matter.
7 a.m. This is the one they're talking about. It is so nice that the shackles have been taken off me and I can now fight for America the way I want to.
Oh, my God.
In other words, he wants to go out and talk about Bill Clinton fucking everything in sight.
Hell yeah,
he
baby.
He wants to go out and talk about Hillary Clinton enabling Bill.
Yes.
And shitting all over the alleged mistresses.
Ooh.
So they're just saying, fuck it. Let Trump be Trump.
You know what? I was just thinking. Trump, where you know, he's hinted and Shep Smith said he thought maybe Trump was positioning himself to start some like media empire thing for right wingers.
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. That he might be angling for that. He's shoring up the base and it's a very lucrative.
Right.
It's a very lucrative nut hole that they're in.
You know, Pat Robertson's got that 700 Club where he does that morning show for his network. That's what Trump needs. Trump needs the exact same thing, but just for the right wing nut jobs. And he gets on there every morning and he hosts a show and he talks off the cuff and he says whatever the fuck he wants. That's perfect for him.
Goes to cross burnings.
Sure. Maybe that's a segment. Maybe they have a white supremacist segment, or that's actually the network. So
7:15 a.m., with the exception of cheating Bernie out of the nom, the Dems have always proven to be far more loyal to each other than the Republicans.
Don't you think that's
He's talking about the Democrats are more loyal to each other than the Republicans. He's pissed that half of the party has recognized that he's a heinous, steaming pile of yak shit and that they don't want to be associated with him.
I got to tell you, Donald, if you were in the Democratic Party and you said any of the things or any of the shenanigans went down, none of them would be loyal to you. They would leave in a heartbeat.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's just a rogues gallery of heinous mercenaries that he surrounded himself with.
How long did John McCain wait before he disavowed Donald? Was it grabbing the pussy thing, or when was it?
Yeah, that was just now. I mean, it took all that shit to finally have McCain. Well, we're coming up to a McCain tweet. Hold on.
God.
Disloyal R's, Republicans, are far more difficult than crooked Hillary. They come at you from all sides. Ooh. They don't know how to win. I will teach them.
Oh, my God. Creepy. Very creepy.
I will teach them how to win, or I will teach them. I think we could read that both ways. And then at 9:52 a.m. today, the very foul-mouthed Senator John McCain. We have a tape of you saying you were going to fuck someone and you want to grab her by the pussy.
Right.
And he says the very foul mouth, John McCain.
Why didn't you make a comment about John McCain being a POW? Why didn't you make a comment about that, Trump?
He has.
Yeah, I know. I just
the very foul mouth Senator John McCain begged for my support during his primary. I gave. He won. Then dropped me over locker room remarks.
Oh, geez.
Exclamation point. This is it. He's putting together the Banana Republic tickler file for after he's elected and he puts together his junta panel or his junta council to go after Hillary. Apparently, there's going to be a few other names on there like Paul Ryan.
Yes.
Disloyal.
Do you think that
my John McCain?
Do you think the outrage at the grab him by the what was it? Grab her by the pussy or whatever?
Grab him by the pussy. He said I could walk up and kiss him. You get away with that. They'll let you do it if you're famous. You can get away with anything.
Right.
Grab him by the pussy.
Do you think the outrage at that remark? Because it's fascinating to me. Because that's a remark that did it for a lot of these Republicans. Because they hung on through all this racism, the xenophobia, the anti-Muslim shit. They hung on.
Well, they agree with that.
Right. But the grab them by the pussy thing, was it the rapey nature of that comment, or was it the fact that he used the word pussy that bothered them?
All, probably. They have wives.
Yeah.
And their wives were finally like, come on.
Jesus Christ, guys.
I mean, yeah, I think that's what it is. I think they're just like, it's too much for them. They don't like black people. So go ahead, talk bad about black people. They don't like Muslims. So go ahead and talk bad about Muslims.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gay people, of course.
Right. It's amazing.
Meanwhile, they're half of them are probably toe-tapping.
Are you surprised? Are you surprised that there's this much outrage among conservative politicians over grabbing by the
pussy?
There's
not.
You don't think so?
I mean, he had a few leave, but yeah. it wasn't like a mass exodus. And now, if his numbers bump up again this week a little bit,
right?
Now they'll be second guessing themselves on that. Maybe they'll
come back.
They'll rescind the rescinding.
God, that's so fucked up. So grab him by the pussy happened. He went down in the polls, and then they left. But, yeah. That's it. Oh my sure. God. What a bunch of fucking assholes.
If grab them by the pussy
yes.
was the only thing,
right?
Inexplicably.
Okay.
Let's say they nominated Jebediah James Earl Jones Bush.
Right.
After all. And somehow there's a tape of Jeb Bush that comes out of him doing Access Hollywood.
Okay.
And Jeb Bush is like, I tried to fuck her. I know this is a stretch from your imagination, but Jeb Bush is like, I tried to fuck her, and you can't get away with anything.
Oh,
you grab him by the pussy.
Oh, God. And, I can't imagine him saying that. How creepy.
Well, right. But there would be outrage.
Of
there
course.
Would be condemnations.
Yes.
But they'd stick by him.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they're whores. I don't, for one microsecond, think any of these people are leaving because of scruples. I think they're leaving because they see that they're in areas where they need the women Republicans to vote for them too.
Right.
Not just Trump. And if these people are being turned off by Trump and just not going to come out, and then they're fucked.
Do you think a lot of these Republicans in their elections, because of the Trump shit show, are they white knuckling it?
Oh, they're losing their minds.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, it's just a massive schism in the party, and it sounds schism. Like the Trumpian Breitbart wing.
Oh yes,
is declaring outright war on the GOP. We're taking over the GOP.
God,
like you've got your sane people, I guess.
Right,
your sane Republicans, just your average everyday heinous Republicans, and. But these Trumpalos, these hideous authoritarian orange sack lickers,
right?
They're thinking they're going to take over the party.
You know, in Lord of the Rings, when they have the orcs and they're forging the orcs, the bad people in Lord of the Rings
sure.
that attack the hobbits and all the other fuckers.
Yeah,
right?
Spoiler alert. Yeah,
right. You know the part? I think it's Lord of the Rings Part Two, Electric Boogaloo. They start
Return of the King.
Nine. They start forging these bigger, giant orcs. To me, the little orcs are the
three. Anyway.
Yeah, but the little orcs are the Tea Party. But these big, giant, scary orcs are the Trumpalos. Are the Trumpalos like a roided up, mutated version of the Tea Party? But without a lot
of
Jesus?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Trying to figure out who the fuck these people are. They're so strange. Less Jesus, more racism, maybe.
Well, and it just really shows what fucking hypocrites religious people are. Even more than their everyday normal behavior shows what fucking hypocrites they are. It's just blatantly obvious. They don't give a shit about these supposed indiscretions that they have been clutching their pearls about supposedly all these years. But no, they don't care about that. They
right.
really don't care about that.
I mean, it's
it's a lie.
No one gives a shit about Bill Clinton sticking a cigar in somebody's vagina anymore.
Right. Two Towers is the second one.
Okay. Oh, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Return of the King is it.
Noted. Don't send me any hate mail because I fucked it up.
Yeah. I deserve
the nerds.
10 nerd lashings for not knowing that off the top of my head.
Assume the position.
So there you go. That's the headline. And what's been going on. Apparently Donald Trump unshackled, whatever that means. So he's now saying, fuck it. I don't even have to be nice to the GOP.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you all. Scorched earth.
That's right, baby.
Is his apparent strategy.
That's funny. So we're coming for your shit.
I can't imagine that working. I mean, he might get a tiny bump, 1 or 2 points, just for making his insane base happy,
right,
that were worrying about him because he was almost, you know, talking sane about maybe not launching all the Mexicans out of the country or something like that. Maybe not have an absolute Muslim ban.
Right.
It's extreme vetting. It's morphed. It's morphed into extreme vetting. Did you hear that? He said at the debate. It's morphed into an extreme vetting.
God damn it. You know what he's doing? All he's doing is building a customer base for some shitty fucking media thing, probably. That's what it feels like
to me.
Sell
guns.
Anything.
Get the Trump Glock.
I mean, these people have buying power, a lot of these Trumpalos. They're rich old white guys.
Well, yeah, he's going to cut into Alex Jones's buy gold market.
Sure.
He's going to cut into Jim Baker's food market.
Yes. Scooters. Whoever sells scooters.
Everyone who's selling stuff to the scared old people.
Right.
And scary old people.
Sure.
Let's see what the Drudge report. I'm sure the Drudge has an e-boner.
Oh, yes.
Because, Trump unleashes exactly what they've been fucking hoping for. Oh, God.
What is it?
Clinton's son speaks, and they have son in quotes. So at least they're...
It's a love child.
At least they're roughly acknowledging that it is probably not his son.
Is it a Bill Lovechild?
And it goes, well, this is the guy that's been around for years that allegedly was had a DNA test and proven to be bullshit.
Doesn't matter.
But now they're saying that there never was a DNA test. This is InfoWars. I'm sorry, my other computer is telling me I need to restart.
Oh, man.
I think it's a virus update.
We are being infiltrated by the bad people.
This is Info fucking Wars.
What's up?
Now.
Oh, shit.
You want to drop in on some live Alex Jones?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Remain strong. Keep them in sleep. 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 The unawareness remains strong. But compliance is obviously fading rapidly. They're unaware.
What is happening?
What the fuck is this?
Their animal instinct, their gut, their spirit, their subconscious knows, and it's not complying.
I think he's written,
that's Alex Jones.
I think he's reading something written by a liberal, and he's making
serious thinking, and not just pull driven. Demographically inspired messaging. Race war.
So I guess that's them admitting that they rigged the polls to try to provide fake optics to try to help rig this thing.
They don't rig. Don't tickle that scratchy voice, provincial.
He's a showman. This motherfucker is a showman. He's a showman. We can learn something from this guy. He's so fucking good.
Did he just make fun of himself for calling himself a scratchy voice provincial?
Yeah. I think so.
That's kind of
funny.
Sounds
like he's doing a Gollum impression.
I have to toss props to Alex Jones for that one.
That's how he feels.
Nothing if not entertaining.
That's his liberal voice?
Yeah, it sounds like they might be going through today's WikiLeaks, which is more of nothing.
Hey, Saturday Night Live, if you're listening, you want to make an interesting choice for a writer/cast member, give this Alex Jones motherfucker a call. He's got voices! He's got energy, the whole thing!
So the headline that the Drudge Report leads to over at this InfoWars site where we can...
Oh, sexual assault that he admitted to! He lost $1 billion in 1 year!
I don't know what's happening. I think this is Hillary supporters fighting with Trump supporters.
I'm saying that, it's okay, and I can touch a woman because I'm...
Who has Donald Trump raped?
This is a woman!
Name one woman.
This is
one woman.
Nobody.
Donald Trump is a moron. Donald Trump's a moron. This guy has made billions...
So they've got tape of some Trumpalos arguing with some Hillary supporters. Making the Hillary supporters look stupid because they're outraged. And they've been triggered. That's their favorite word. Oh no, I'm triggered. Don't trigger me.
Yeah. Do you think it's kind of our responsibility as liberal voices in the media to reach out to our commie pinko liberal hippie brothers and sisters and maybe advise them not to engage with these Trumpalos? Because they're dangerous. They're violent.
Well, and it's pointless.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's that.
It's utterly pointless. I mean,
argue with a decorator pillow.
Yeah. We just need to acknowledge that hopefully there's more sane people in the country.
Oh,
and,
my God, dude.
And you can't talk to these people.
Who did Trump rape? Because Bill Clinton raped somebody, right? Is that the point?
Well, yeah. Actions are more than words. That's why Donald was saying, these are only words, folks.
Right.
These are only words. Banished over at InfoWars.
Ooh.
Banished, the untold story of Danny Williams' search for his father.
Oh, my God.
Danny tries to reconnect with reported father, Bill Clinton. That's the one that he allegedly had with a prostitute.
Yes. Is this InfoWars?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Williams has been asking for a DNA test from Bill Clinton for decades. The Clintons claim there was a DNA test, which disproved Bill was the father, but it was later reported there was never a test.
Yes.
The so-called DNA test allegedly conducted by Star Magazine in 1999 is a fraud.
Oh, shit.
Williams says himself. The Star claimed they obtained a DNA sample from the famous blue dress.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Is that possible, though? I mean, I'm not a
Bill
science
Clinton
guy.
Bill Clinton ejaculated on to compare the DNA of Danny Williams.
God, you imagine Bill Clinton's reading the news. He's like, God, do I have to see the statement when I'm eating cornflakes and say Bill Clinton ejaculated on?
Yeah.
I don't want to read that.
Someone studying his cum flakes.
Oh, God. Is that possible? There's no way you can that semen's so old that it's expired.
Is that what they really said in the Star? That's
what is semen shelf life? How long does semen last?
Well, I would assume
on a dress
a while. If it dries out, how long can you get DNA from it? I don't know.
I do not know. I'm not CSI.
They're pulling DNA out of dinosaur bones. So
dinosaur jizz?
Dinosaur bones.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't know if there's any dinosaur loads out there. That might be a little tough to.
Did they ejaculate? How did they get? They had eggs. Dinosaurs laid eggs, right? Because they're reptiles,
right?
So they don't ejaculate. If you're an egg layer,
yeah, they do. They have to fuck each other, and then they have eggs. Then they lay the eggs.
But yes, okay. I thought ejaculation was purely a mammal thing. It's a mammal thing.
I don't understand. Don't lizards fuck each other? Don't snakes?
Yeah, but there's
fuck
no way a frog ejaculates.
Sure, it does.
A turtle.
What do you think it does?
I don't know.
Emails?
Something else? Yeah. Tweet us at Crab Diving, by the way. Let us know.
Of course they
okay.
I mean, unless they're the type, like, I don't know if there's any frogs or lizards that spawn like fish where they lay the eggs and then the fish just blows all over the eggs that are laying there.
That's horrible.
You're judging fish?
Oh, yeah.
You're judging how fish have sex?
Sorry, marine life. Disgusting.
Like any of us have ever put our loads inside. Every single load's gone inside something. Right.
Yeah. Our enemies are innovative and resourceful.
That sock.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people.
And neither do we.
And neither do we.
Yeah, you're right. We don't.
That might have been a little echoey. I forgot to press that.
You know how we're harming the country? We're trying to elect a white supremacist to president. Oh, God.
We've got... this is also on our Facebook. By the way, tweet us during the show at Crab Diving. One word, CRABDIVING. Anytime, actually, of the day.
Right.
Or join in on the convo, the Warm Snuggly group over on our Facebook page. Maybe not that warm and snuggly. Over at facebook.com/crabdiving.
They're angry, baby.
But they're warm and snuggly sometimes.
Right.
If you're a fellow liberal.
Talk about angry, man. A friend of mine came up and said, hey, listen to a couple episodes of your show. And I was like, what do you think? You guys are angry. I was like, you're goddamn right we are.
Should we tone it down?
Fuck no. No.
Was it a bad angry? Or
No, he was smiling.
The...
Creepy.
Not that I care.
No, just kidding.
We're going to do us. Our shackles are off.
Do you.
Crab diving shackles are off.
Oh, yeah.
Paul LePage.
Oh, God damn it. He's still around?
Batshit Republican governor of Maine.
That's a real state, right? There are people up there and shit. Like, they do
there
things.
There are.
Okay.
And there's
never hear from them.
And there's drug dealers named Shifty and
oh yes, Smoothie,
Z Money, G Money, or whatever the fuck it was.
Smoothie, Paul. There's no drug dealer named after a shake. I'm sorry.
Paul LePage was talking about Donald Trump. He was on a radio station in Maine, WVOM.
Yes.
Voom. and he was talking about Donald Trump and praised the orange dude.
Right.
For...
as Tuesday allowed.
I don't know how long this is. Here's a little bit of Paula Page on the radio.
And as schedule allows, we have the privilege of speaking with Maine Governor Paula Page in the Blaine House.
Privilege.
And he's on line one. Good morning, Governor. Welcome back to the George Hill Rick Tyler Show.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, George.
It's been a pretty wild 96 hours, Governor.
Yep, and it
can you just what happened?
It's very simple. You know, every day we work to try to keep people alive. We try to get, you know, and I've asked the legislator to come in and help me get the people off the wait list. I've asked them to give us the tools we need to fight this horrific epidemic in Maine. And then when I was called a racist, I just lost it. And it's no excuse. It's unacceptable. It is totally my fault.
Wait a second.
My family is getting the brunt of it right now. About? Lauren and my wife.
I don't know what he's talking about. So, I mean, the reason he's in the news is because of something he says during this interview.
About something he previously said that sounded...
But I don't know what this is. I don't know what he's talking about. Some shenanigans going on in Maine, obviously.
He sounds like he just woke up.
And
or
they're still battling him in Maine, I guess.
They're trying to...
I'm skipping.
Impeach him, right?
I just can't explain it. It's like calling a black man the N-word or a woman the C-word. It's just absolutely knocked me off my feet. And I made no apologies for it. It was really totally, totally unnecessary, and I need to do something about it. And we're considering a whole lot of different options right now.
God, I want to know what the hell he's talking about.
Is he going to do celebrity rehab with Dr. Drew Pinsky?
I don't know if he's talking about himself or
sounds like he's talking about going into some sort of therapy because he calls women the C word and African Americans the N word. What therapy do you get to cure yourself of that? What is it?
I mean, I guess it came out that we found out the binder's full of black people was a lie. That was last week.
Yes. His numbers were off.
On September 30th, one of the Maine papers posted an editorial titled Maine's Unhinged Governor.
Yes.
That couldn't have made him happy.
Ha 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 ha.
I don't know exactly what he's talking about, but this is an 8-minute clip and I don't
all
know. Let's skip
lives
ahead.
Matter.
Oh boy.
Governor, can I ask you for a clarification?
The majority of people dying are Mainers.
Can I ask you a clarification? When you spoke in North Berwick, and a listener sent this to us, and you spoke of the people that are coming from Waterbury.
Okay.
So
anyway,
funny.
So Paul LePage.
Oui, oui.
Said, quote.
Uh-oh.
we need a Donald Trump.
Oh, man.
To show some authoritarian power in our country.
Oh, shit.
And bring back the rule of law.
Okay. Kinky.
He went on to say that Obama's an autocrat.
Right.
Who ignores Congress, just does it on his own.
You're an autocrat. That's an insult, right? You can't call somebody an autocrat. Is that mean?
Well, it also means authoritarian.
Okay.
So he's calling Barack Obama exactly what he's hoping Donald Trump is going to be.
Do you feel like some of these guys just say big words that they're used to hearing and they don't know what the fuck they're talking about?
When asked about Trump's comments about forcing himself on women.
Yes.
And, you know, grabbing the pussy.
Right. Oh, man.
He conceded Trump, quote, is not the ideal guy I'd want my daughter going after.
Oh, my fucking God. Ideally, honey, I would not like you to go after a creepy, rapey racist.
Meanwhile, his daughter, Lauren, is working for the Trump campaign.
Oh, yeah,
in
baby.
In Maine as the state coalitions director. Coalitions?
What does that mean? What do you do? You burn crosses, I think.
I guess you get a bunch of white people together.
Sure. You sew up hoods.
So there you go. Paul LePage, they're not even hiding it now. We need an authoritarian to bring law and order to this country.
Is that code to say, hey, listen, white people, I know you've been watching all this shit about cop violence and all these protests and riots.
Code?
You're right. They're just saying it now.
Code?
We're going to take care of the black people, white people. Is that what he's saying?
That African-American gentleman asked a question at the debate about how are you going to... I forget, he used a great word, but like enthusiastically represent all people
right.
in Something this country. Like and Trump said, the inner cities are very bad. They're killing each other. They're killing each other.
Weird answer. Very weird answer.
And they want stop and frisk. They want to send legions of armored cops into the inner cities to start knocking some black heads and knock some law and order into them. That's what they're exactly saying. Stop and frisk.
No white privilege there, huh? I'm white, so I don't get fucked with by the cops.
Well, right.
How does anybody think that's sustainable? That's insane.
I don't know. It's these Republicans who hate America, which is so funny because they're like, what about Constitution and freedom? You're undermining our entire system. If you want an authoritarian to get in there... and rule by fiat.
Yes.
That's un-American. That's the whole point of our ponderous system.
Right.
With the three different houses of the government or the three different sections of the government, et cetera, et cetera. And the checks and balances and all that bullshit that the founders built.
And the only thing they give a fuck about in the Constitution is the one about guns. The Second fucking Amendment.
Well, yeah.
That's the only one I ever hear them screaming about.
Tops on their list.
Right. So let's just study that one in school, by the way. Why not?
And it's lies. And Donald Trump says Hillary wants to repeal the Second Amendment.
No, she doesn't.
Right.
She never said that. Hillary
wants to repeal the Second Amendment. And it's never been said or the truth. And she said the other night at the debate, she said, no, I don't want to repeal the Second Amendment, but I do want comprehensive gun checks. I do want the gun show loophole
right.
closed. I do want the online loophole closed. I would like to see high capacity magazines curtailed.
Right.
That's got my Second Amendment. You're taking away my
guns. It's not in the Second Amendment.
It is. It says you may possess a rocket launcher if you want.
They didn't even have rockets back then.
Well, you heard that one nut. Was it Larry Pratt, the gun...
Gun Owners of America or whatever the fuck they are?
Yeah, something like that.
A more heinous NRA?
Worse, far worse. He said that he thinks there should be no restrictions because the citizens should be able to match the evil, tyrannical government's weapons.
Right.
So he thinks we should all have predator drones, apparently, just circling around our yards.
Oh, my God. You know, it's just these right-wing nut job loons that they always think the government is out to get them. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people in government are corrupt, and a lot of people lie. I understand that. I get it. I think we all get that. But I don't know. How do I function in a society if I believe my government is always out to get me 100% of the time? How do I function if you buy into that? How do you live your fucking life?
Well, as you go to pick up your welfare check, you lose your mind.
Yeah.
Because you don't realize.
Gun, right?
Yeah.
You can still carry. Yeah. You're paranoid. You're scared of everything.
We've got, that's Paul LePage's comments. Governor of Maine. They're not even hiding anymore. We need an authoritarian.
Let me ask you something. I just thought of this. It's very strange to me. You think about the Black Lives Matter movement and all the African-American unarmed people that's been shot by the cops and all the shit that's been coming out. But always these people, these right-wing nut jobs with their guns and these concealed carry motherfuckers, why does it always seem that they're white? They're white, straight males. There is no war upon them.
Because if a black guy walk down the street with a gun, he'd be summarily executed by a cop within 4 seconds.
Right. It's just insane.
Speaking of insane.
Yay.
We haven't heard from this guy in a long time. Dr. Ben Carson.
Oh, my God.
Is making a little headlines today.
Jesus
He was
Christ.
On the CNN.
Right.
And he was speaking with Brianna Keeler? K-E-I-L-A-R? Kyler?
I know her not.
they're talking about Pussygate.
Is that what this is called? Pussygate?
Mm-hmm. Their sexual conquest and trying to make themselves appear, you know, like the Don, you know, Casanova.
Can you pause it for 2 seconds? I'm so sorry.
It's already ponderous.
Am I going to hear Dr. Ben Carson say pussy?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God. I can't take that. That's weird.
But you're hearing him being apologetic for Trump saying pussy and talking like that.
He's a doctor!
Appear, you know, like the Don, you know, Casanova. I'm surprised you haven't heard that. I really am.
I haven't heard it, and I know a lot of people who have not heard it. Maybe that's the problem.
God. Maybe you haven't hung around any disgusting misogynist pigs enough. You need to hang around these guys more. Hang around some construction workers.
Oh yes.
When some joggers are running by. Yeah.
Sure.
Good God.
Go hang out with a lacrosse team.
Holy shit.
Maybe that's the problem. You know, people have not heard this. Maybe that's the problem.
She's baffled. She's like, the look on her face, she doesn't know what to say. She's like, the problem is that I haven't heard enough of the misogyny and objectification. I should be desensitized to it some more.
Oh, my God.
Maybe that's your problem. Maybe that's the problem.
It's bizarre.
Holy shit.
That's the weirdest thing we're going to hear all day. That's strange, right?
Quite possibly. Ben Carson.
And he's educated. He's not stupid.
And apparently an excellent neurosurgeon.
Oh, yes. Didn't he say that God helped him pass a chemistry final that he wasn't prepared for?
Yeah, he didn't know it.
Did God help him memorize
the
periodic tables? God was like, hey, you, give me back my gold watch.
Why not? Why can't God just fill in the blanks?
Why do we need a periodic table if God's so popular?
Keep your fucking number two pencil within the circles, God.
Powerful, yes.
Ben Carson, ladies and gentlemen. I've got also a... this is from the sovereign lovely state of Alabama.
Ooh.
I don't know how you describe this bullshit.
Right.
Well, you know Governor Robert Bentley, who's had some titty grabbing issues himself.
Let me lay my hands upon your breast.
Maybe not as vulgar.
Vomit. Oh yes. He's pretty creepy though. He asked a subordinate that someone that works for him. He wanted to fill up their tits.
But now,
what a nut.
Governor Robert Bentley.
Fuck you.
Has formally released a statement denouncing Donald Trump as the Republican presidential candidate.
Why?
And vowing not to vote for him. In an emailed statement, I endorsed Governor John Kasich for president because I felt like he was the most qualified and the best person to lead our nation. I certainly won't vote for Hillary Clinton, but I cannot and will not vote for Donald Trump.
Why not? I don't understand where the bar is for him. Like, what does he care?
And there's actually two Congress persons.
Yes.
He said person, you cuck.
Yes, you're a total cuck.
Martha Roby.
Welcome to the cuck hour.
And Bradley Byrne.
Fuck you.
Of Montgomery and Mobile, respectively, are Republicans. They both have also released statements denouncing Donald Trump. Interesting. Roby was the first to unendorse him. Birmingham Congressman Gary Palmer.
Birmingham. It's Birmingham. You said Birmingham like you're in Monty Python. It's Birmingham. It's Alabama, dude. It's not.
Shit.
I'm so sorry.
I would have been caught.
You're a cuck. You're a cuck.
Where are you from, boy?
Birmingham. Come here.
Gary Palmer.
Fuck you.
Issued the following statement. As a husband and father of two daughters, I was dismayed and angered by the comments made by Mr. Trump in 2005. Even though he made those statements over a decade ago, they are extremely offensive and not representative of my values or the values of the American people.
I was also disgusted that he said that stuff about Muslims.
He was right.
Just kidding.
That one we won't see. He was right to apologize, but without showing true contrition and asking for forgiveness, the apology is not sufficient. Mr. Trump should seek forgiveness and give deep and serious consideration to what he should do in regard to what is best for our country. In other words, Congressman Gary Palmer is convinced that Trump is going to lose. If the polls were showing,
yes,
that despite grabbing pussy, all the heinousness that he said, jeez, that he was ahead,
right,
this scumbag Gary Palmer from Birmingham would would absolutely be trying desperately for Trump nipple
sucky,
space.
Sucky. Hey, Gary, if you're listening, Gary Palmer, I have a question. Trump needs to ask forgiveness. Should it go something like this? Dear God, back in 2005, I said I could grab people's pussies because I'm rich. Please forgive me, Lord. Is that what you do?
I've never said I'm a perfect person, nor pretended to be someone that I'm not. I've said and done things I regret, and the words released today on this more than a decade-old video are one of them.
That's the hostage video he released Friday at midnight.
Oh, my God.
That looks like somebody shot it in their basement.
Doesn't he have a nice studio in that tower of his? Doesn't he have a place with a green screen where he can, I don't know, not look like a loon?
I wonder if he's got stuff I don't know. He doesn't seem that proactive. But there's got to be something in the whole tower. There's probably a studio somewhere in Trump Towers or whatever that they where he's able to go.
What a fucking douche.
They've got a picture. It says Season of the Witch, and it's Hillary Clinton.
No, oh, God. Who's this? What are we looking
at? This is a drudge. I was just closing the Drudge Report, and yet
vomit.
They're also losing their minds because the 49ers have announced that Colin Kaepernick is going to start on Sunday.
Oh, shit.
They're losing their minds.
Fuck you. By the way, everyone pray for the Cubs. They lost to the Giants yesterday. Mm. They're down two games. They're up 2-1 in that series. They need to clinch. Jesus, please take a break from baby AIDS and help out the Cubs.
Melania Trump's blouse. Oh, this is kind of funny. And this, I don't know. I'm not saying that she didn't know what was going on, because this is her fucking job. Melania Trump, you know, she came out with that statement like,
I don't like that he said grabbing pussy, but he apologized. And
I love your Melania Trump. It's great.
Yeah.
It's
and so because he cheated, he said that he violated prenup. So I have him by orange ball hairs now.
It's funny.
So Melania denounced her husband's comments in the statement, but the night of the debate, she was wearing, okay, I would say pink, but apparently it's fuchsia.
Ooh.
A fuchsia top.
Right.
With.
Welcome to Project Runway.
A bow that is tied around the neck, and it's a Gucci outfit.
Okay.
$1,100.
Oh, a bargain. $1,100.
And it's known as a pussy bow silk crepe de chine shirt.
What the? Wait.
It's called a pussy bow or a pussy cat bow. The actual bow style around her neck.
I'm going to grab you by the pussy bow.
Is a pussy bow.
Yeah, you don't know about pussy bow?
But she would know that. Don't you think? Fashion icon, model.
Yes.
Her husband's in trouble for saying pussy. And she wore an outfit with a big pink pussy bow.
I'm not trying to be funny. I don't know. I don't know that she would say, if someone said, Melania, that's a lovely sweater, blouse. Is that a pussy bow? And she would go, oh, yes, thank you for noticing. But if she's just putting it on and not thinking about it, it might not be in her fucking, you know, in her mind that she's wearing a pussy bow. I don't know.
I guess one of the fashion editors at the New York Times tweeted, I really want to believe, or New York Magazine, yes. I really want to believe the pussy bow is an artful act of silent rebellion.
It's not. It's just fucking not. I'm sorry. She didn't think about it. Do you think that's silent rebellion?
Somebody else tweeted, Melania Trump is wearing a fuchsia pussy bow blouse, which is either a fashion statement or an epic subtweet of her husband.
I don't know that there's epic sub anything's going on in that whole like ball of fucking wax.
But don't you think she would know a pussy bow?
Can I? Do you have a picture of a pussy bow on your screen that? Or should I look?
I got what she's wearing. It's just some wrapped around bow. I mean, it doesn't. It's not folded to look like a vagina. You can't like flick a clit on it or anything.
That's the brooch.
You got to look for it real hard.
Look, it's. Listen. I'm gonna say. 60% chance in favor that it's intentional. 40% she didn't fucking know.
I think she did. I agree that she did. That's the odds. But it's really funny to consider.
Pussy bow. Very complicated, by the way. I think, you know what?
George Takei tweeted.
Yes.
According to Jezebel.
Right.
Melania's $1,100 Gucci blouse tonight is known as the pussy bow. You can't make this stuff up.
Oh, my God.
And then another tweet. Seriously, Melania Trump wore an $1,100 Gucci pussy bow blouse? Sounds like a big fuck you to the American people. Or is it to Donald?
Ooh.
Question mark.
Okay, I have a thought on this. The pussy bow, do you just put it on and it's like there? Or do you have to actually...
You have to wear it in your pussy for a week so
no,
that
do you
it
tie
gets...
it?
Fold, what?
Do you tie it like you would a Windsor knot with a tie or something like that? I don't... Because if it's a style that in which you tie like a scarf,
like a Windsor knot or something, yeah, a specific tie,
it's definitely intentional. It's a subconscious epic retweet, whatever the fuck that idiot said. That's what it is. But if it's there already, if it's pre pussy bow, then no, it's she didn't know.
A pussy bow.
Okay.
Or pussycat bow.
By the way, you don't get this kind of in-depth coverage on fucking MSNBC, by the way.
Is a style of neckwear often associated with women's blouses and bodices.
Okay.
It takes or bodices, however you prefer to pronounce that. It takes the form of a bow tied at the neck.
Okay.
Similar to those tied around the neck of kittens, cats, and the like.
Oh, God. Who does that to their fucking cat? Your cat doesn't like that.
The term pussy bow or pussycat bow took hold in the 20th century. In 1934, the St. Petersburg, Florida.
Oh, yes.
Times offered a pattern for an Anne Adams dress featuring a convertible collar, which could be worn in four different ways, including, quote, an intriguingly feminine pussycat bow tied high under your chin.
Oh, yes.
There you go.
God.
And by the 60s, pussy bows were a fixture in American fashion, having been incorporated by top designers like Coco Chanel.
Yes.
And Yves Saint Laurent.
Oui, oui. Jane Fonda wore a pussy bow in 9 to 5.
Not around her neck. So there you go. Melania Trump and pussy bow gate. Did she or did she not?
I'm saying it's intentional. That's what I'm guessing.
You think she knew?
I think she knew. Because I think the pussy bow has to be tied.
Maybe she's got people that dress her.
She stands there while somebody ties a pussy
bow
around her
fucking neck. No, no, no. That chews her out like a stylist.
Oh, yes. Oh, I agree.
And I'm sure they had to have toads.
Right.
And people from the campaign.
Oh, God damn it.
Be like, what are you going to wear? What are you going to wear? What are you going to wear? And she's like, I don't know. I wear my pussy bow. And
are there a bunch of middle management types sitting around in a conference room, PowerPoint, wondering whether or not she's going to wear a pussy bow?
You know, they had to talk about what everybody was going to wear.
Good God.
You don't want Don Jr. coming out in a mankini.
Fucking Trump doesn't know where Aleppo is. Or what, based on his fucking... Hey, Trump, ignore the pussy bow. It's not important.
Thanks for joining us. This Tuesday, everybody, a little early. We're going 12 to 2 p.m. today live, 2 to 4 p.m. is our usual time.
That's right.
But we'll be back on track tomorrow. Wait, will we? Didn't you have something to do tomorrow?
Oh,
also?
God, I have a weird thing. I might be...
Are we 12 to 2 tomorrow?
Yeah, yeah.
You can't say what you're doing, can you?
I'll say it. I might be shooting an episode of Bar Rescue. The bar at which I do my comedy show every Saturday night. Wait,
did
is
you
getting
run
rescued.
This by our agent? Is this possibly going to sully the crab diving name
if they edit
you
fine.
Poorly?
They could. Yes, I'm very nervous about doing it. I don't. I'm not sold on doing it. I'm going to walk in there.
You don't have to sign a release.
I will, right?
Well, you will, but I mean, you don't have to. That's
the
thing.
Yeah.
But they probably make you do that shit beforehand.
I'm not going to let them fuck with me.
Like, they're not going to wait until it's over and then make you sign it. Yeah. I think they'll probably have you sign a release up front and then edit you as they will. Just remember, they always need a bad guy.
But I got to be there at 2. And we'll talk about it later, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck okay. this. I the bar rescue shit. I you know, whatever.
So tomorrow, we'll have something going. The
TV credit.
The
yeah, he was made to look like an asshole in the shitty reality television show.
Do you put reality shows as a TV credit?
Fuck yes, you do. If you're doing stand up, you put whatever you want.
Oh, stand up.
Who
yeah,
cares?
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking from an actor standpoint.
No.
The Billy Bush.
Yes.
Interestingly named. Especially despite, I mean, in
he's a respected journalist, right?
What's been going well? He may be looking for employment.
Hey, come to crab diving. We got to pick a show, Billy.
Now let's not forget that he is GW's cousin.
That's right.
He's a Bush.
Ooh.
And the Bush dynasty, notoriously anti-Trump. They're not voting Trump. In fact, it came out that Poppy Bush.
Yes.
Is voting Hillary.
Right.
So, for him to be the co-conspirator on this
yes.
fucking, and it's so heinous. You know, he's kind of, I was going to say skirting. That would be pun intended.
Cut.
He's kind of upskirting.
Upskirting the issue.
He's,
that's funny.
He's, being obviously overshadowed by Trump, but.
Right.
But he was equally as, if not more gross, a little bit, because the way that scene unfolded,
okay.
They got the bus pulling up.
Right.
Trump's like, pussy. and
how fucking stupid.
And Billy Bush, they spots out the window the soap actress that's
okay.
going to be leading them on this tour.
Perfect.
And at that moment, that's like right after Trump goes, grab by the pussy. And the person he was talking about was Billy Bush's old co-host, like from Access Hollywood or
oh
something
my
like
God.
That.
I didn't realize
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's talking about, and she was married. That there's that other part that the evangelicals, Trump was talking about the fact that he was desperately like a bitch trying to fuck this woman and she was married and he
hey,
knew she was married.
It's a party of family values. That's who they are.
So on this tape, Billy Bush is like, oh, there's yours right there. Oh, my God. Oh, he almost blows a load in his little designer pants. And
oh,
then
yes.
and then he's like, oh, look, all I see is leg. All I see is leg.
You've ruined your trousers.
And then what I think is maybe the creepiest part of the whole video is
yes.
they get off the bus.
Right.
And the soap actress shakes hands with Donald.
Okay.
Shakes hands with Billy Bush. Nice to meet you. Are you ready to take your tour and everything? And Billy Bush is like, well, hey, what about a hug for the Donald?
Ah, God, what a creep.
What about a hug for the Donald? Oh, God, just makes your skin crawl now knowing what they were talking about.
Oh, my God.
On the bus.
Creepy.
And then how about a hug for Donald?
Hey, what was that game show where...
it's like Grandpa slipping you the tongue.
Oh, yes. What was that game show where the host made the female contestant search around in his pocket for something? What was that? The Price is Right?
That was Price is Right. Yeah, that was...
What was that about? That was creepy. Put your hand in the
sure,
pocket.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Who did that? It's not Pat Sajak.
No, that was... What's his name from Price is Right? The guy that the ship on the...
Oh, God.
Whale War is his named after.
He seems like a creepy perv and an animal activist.
He's an animal activist.
A mixed bag.
So there you go. Pussygate. NBC is getting ready to fire Billy Bush now.
No.
You know, he's on the Today Show. He does like the last hour of the Today Show.
Oh, you fucking
like
idiot.
That.
You have the dumbest fucking job on the planet and you fucking ruined it.
And I saw
dumbass.
That he's been suspended since that. And I saw that it's not in this story here, but I saw it earlier. What's her name? Kathy Lee Crosby.
Yes.
With Crosby? Yeah. Kathy Lee. Gifford. Yeah, yeah, Kathy yeah. Lee Gifford.
Yeah, Kathy yeah. Lee Kathy Crosby's, Lee Gifford. Yeah.
Kathy Lee Gifford is the co-host with Hoda Kotb that on that show after the Today Show.
Okay.
And allegedly, she said, I don't even want him throwing the show to me.
Like, oh,
she doesn't
fuck
even want,
off.
She doesn't even want to deal with him. Her Christian values. She doesn't even want. Oh, she doesn't yes. even want to think about Billy Bush.
She's been in the entertainment industry for how many years? For how many fucking years?
A thousand.
Nothing but shitheads, slime balls, liars, cheaters, fucking. Oh, she can't handle Billy
sanctimony.
Bush throwing her the show. Please! You're an asshole.
Billy Bush's departure, they're saying, is
bye-bye.
A matter of when, not if. Negotiations are going on.
God, you got to negotiate your firing. Can you imagine?
They're trying to figure out how he will exit, but he won't be back on the Today Show.
I something. Heard he's going out reverse cowgirl. Is that true?
Possibly. they say there was a story that I saw last night that
yes.
he's the one who outed the fact that there was a tape only because he shot off his stupid fucking mouth.
Who is this idiot?
He was bragging to people about how he had, I think I've got some tape of Donald being a real dog.
Oh, my God.
So the Access Hollywood people are like, oh, really?
Yes.
And they went to the archives.
And then Billy Bush got himself fired.
So.
What an idiot.
They knew about it. They were trying to, because NBC, you know, the story is that the Washington Post, Fahrenthold over there, the journalist who's been shredding Trump about all right. this shit day in and day out, they got it after NBC was sitting on it circle jerking, trying to make sure that they could even show it. They were like running it by their lawyers right. and everything. And over at the Washington Post, they got it and they were like, fuck it, run it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll deal
with it. We'll pay the lawsuits later. Fuck it. Run this shit. So they got scooped. The NBC had it. They had their own. It's from their own archives. They had it. And they
God.
Got scooped by someone else.
That you guys fucked
because
up.
Because they fucked up. Access
you
Hollywood.
You don't have a tape of Donald saying the N-word, do you? Because we need to play
it. It's not out yet.
Okay.
Access Hollywood eventually played it, but it was already out. If they wanted to protect Billy Bush, they could have edited that part out.
Yes.
Which they ended up doing in the final Access piece that aired on Friday. But when it was initially leaked, they left that part in. They could have left out before, you know, right. They could have stopped it, grabbed him by the pussy.
And saved Billy Bush's
and
amazing
Billy Bush would have just
fucking
been
career.
Sniggering and laughing in the background like some 12-year-old. I touched a girl's boobie.
And by the way, that's his fucking First Amendment right. He can say whatever the fuck he wants to.
And they can fire the fucking yep. asshole. Also,
what's he going to do, Billy? What's he going to follow his career?
Oh, I think he'll be okay with the last name Bush, White.
Perfect.
He'll be okay. We're rooting for you, Billy.
Yeah, come to Crab Diving. We got something for you. We'll find him a show.
Sure. I guess. Why not?
What is that boar going to fucking talk about? Hey, Billy, you want to do a show all about pussy? An hour of pussy a day. What do you think about that?
Well, that might be on the Trump channel. Maybe he'll get a job working over for, maybe not. Trump might be mad for this whole thing coming out. You never know.
Oh, yeah, he's mad. I bet you he's mad. Spiteful.
But Billy Bush is going down, too. If Billy Bush is the one that leaked it, he should be mad. But if Billy Bush is just caught up in the...
Why would he be mad at
pussy
him?
Vortex, yeah. Then...
I'll tell you why, because Trump's irrational. He gets pissed off sometimes, and he acts without thinking about it. So, fuck, who knows with him?
Yesterday...
Yes?
we talked at length about the creepy part of one of the creepy parts of the debate when Donald Trump basically said he's going to toss Hillary's gunt in jail.
You say gunt?
And
that's funny.
So yesterday on the Point of View radio program.
What the fuck is that?
With, it's usually, I don't know who's on this show usually, Point of View, but co-hosting, guest hosting.
Yes.
The brilliant.
Ooh, I'm excited. Who is it?
The brilliant mellifluous tones.
Ugh. And I've had people say, hey,
representative,
you know,
from Texas,
you know, gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
Yeah. Do some.
Who wants a pre
shoulder rubs?
Yeah, a pre
little
massage.
Prostate massage before you go out.
All right, I'm ready. Hand me my battle axe. God damn.
On the Point of View radio talk show.
Okay.
Guest hosted by Louis Gohmert and Dana Rohrabacher.
Are we seeing a shift in the career of Louis Gohmert? Is he going the entertainment route?
I can't imagine that this
talk show host
is that. I can't imagine that he's that articulate that he's going to have a fucking talk show.
Is it true he's taking over for Jimmy Fallon?
Dana Rohrabacher is the U.S. rep from California's 48th congressional district, over where the batshit right wing nut jobs are.
Oh, okay.
So he's a Republican loony.
Right.
Dana and Louis Gohmert are chatting about.
Oh, God. Commiserating.
This conference call yesterday where Speaker Paul Ryan, the very disloyal Speaker Paul Ryan.
Right.
Said he would no longer defend Trump.
Yes.
Publicly. And would just try to focus on preserving their majority in the House.
Okay.
He's even thinking maybe the Senate's going to go bye-bye. Here's a little bit of the convo.
Of a change in him that he wouldn't use that language today. But well, you know, while you were talking on the conference call today, Dana,
he's changed. He wouldn't use that language today. He's talking about Trump saying pussy.
This is nuts.
You can't tell me that Trump doesn't say fuck and pussy and things like that and the N-word.
This
and,
is insanity.
Right.
What hit me was, you know what? I would have felt the same way about Churchill, that he drank, he used foul language, but I...
Let's all pause for a moment and consider the fact that Louis Gohmert just compared Donald Trump to Winston Churchill.
Churchill, that he drank, he used foul language, but I think God answered the prayer of believers in Europe and in England that they got a leader that...
But they don't have tape of him saying pussy. They don't have tape. I don't think there's tape out there of the foul-mouthed Winston Churchill.
Do you remember a lot of white supremacists
because
rallying around Churchill?
That would have happened if got out. He's making it sound like, well, you could get around with saying anything back then and nobody cared. Well, the media wasn't instant. No. There wasn't Twitter. There wasn't cell phones everywhere. There wasn't.
They didn't know, motherfucker.
Right.
They didn't know.
Only the insiders knew that Kennedy was blowing loads left and right while he was in the White House. Nobody said anything because that was the time.
Right.
You didn't. It wasn't this tabloid journalism where you're out to drag down the president.
Just watch where you step.
Would stop Hitler. And, of course, Hitler did ally with radical Islamists because of their hatred for Jews. But I was just struck. It would be nice to have a guy running.
Thankfully, they are also on. He's also on video, and they did powder his head.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like he's looking down, and normally you'd be squinting.
And who lived yours and my same morals, but in the meantime, we're down to a choice between two. And I know there's a third party, but that's throwing a vote away. It's electing Hillary.
So he's the voice of the, well, we're going to stick with Trump, even though he may not be perfect. It's still just a binary choice. God.
Boy, we're at a crossroads, Dana.
What really disturbed me about the call today that we all took, and I was...
So these two are apparently pissed at Paul Ryan. For saying that he's going to stop defending Trump.
So grateful to you for stepping up and calling it like it is, as you always do. But our leadership basically telling us we were going to have to basically throw Trump under the bus.
That's not what he said. That's not what Paul Ryan said. Paul Ryan said, I can no longer defend Trump. You guys do what you need to do in your individual districts. If you need to suck Trump bunghole, suck the human centipede away, motherfucker.
Right.
If you need to distance yourself from Trump like he's Typhoid Mary,
right,
then run like hell. No harm, no fall for either. Nobody's going to judge you
right
for... sucking up to Trump, nobody's going to judge you for bailing on Trump. These idiots are making it sound like you're going to throw Trump under the bus.
I mean, God, they could say, fuck this guy. Don't vote for him.
We were going to have to basically throw Trump under the bus in order to save Republican seats in the House. Mm-hmm. No. We're not here to save the Republican Party and make sure they got a majority. We're here to save America. It's saving our country that counts. And if we put our sights on that and we just say, what's in the best interest of America, and it's not Hillary being elected, the American people will back us up and the Republican Party will win anyway.
Well, I think you're exactly right. And, you know, when people say, gee, we need to have a Republican majority to help control Hillary as president, you and I have seen what the Republican majority...
Sounds like he's almost anticipating having Hillary as president and that they got to keep the Republican majority. Although, he might be saying we've seen that before.
Right.
Like, we've seen the Republican majority with Hillary as president. We've seen the Republican majority with the Kenyan usurper.
Oh, yes.
As president. I think he's saying we don't want that. We don't want just that. Just the House and the Senate. We want the goddamn presidency too, so we can fuck everybody in this country and make them Christians.
He can want it all he wants. Why didn't his party put up a fucking halfway normal candidate? Even in the fucking primaries, dude. I remember when we were doing the show during the primary. There was
crabdiving.com for old episodes.
Right. There was not a sane person. If there had been a sane, reasonable candidate that had some sort of appeal that could reach out to moderates and to women and to minorities, they would have fucking nominated his ass.
I was gonna play Jeb Bush, but you said personality or something.
Yeah, man, that's who the fuck he was supposed to be.
You said, yeah.
You guys suck, the GOP.
Yeah.
You put up shit for a candidate, and that's destroying your whole fucking party.
I mean, Kasich was the scary part. Another scary part about this whole thing is, Kasich is made to look like a mincing liberal.
Oh, yes.
And Kasich,
he's sexist.
By our standards, is a batshit right-wing nutjob Christo-fascist loon.
Isn't
who
he
wants
crazy
to,
with reproductive rights
yeah,
and shit like that?
Yeah, I was just
going
to say
fuck
that.
Him.
He wants that vagina clamp shut every time semen drizzles into it.
Hey, gee, we need to...
Meanwhile, I don't know where Dana Rohrabacher is, but tell that person with you to shut the fuck up. It's on the phone. Somebody's near this other guy, and she's yapping in the background.
Ridiculous.
Right. And, you know, when people say, gee, we need to have a Republican majority to help control Hillary as president, you and I have seen what the Republican majority in the House and Senate does when we have people come from the administration, lie, obstruct justice, one thing after another. We could not even get a vote.
See, I love this. Obstructing justice to them,
right,
is not throwing Hillary Clinton in jail.
Right.
That's obstructing. They've obstructed justice because they won't throw her in jail, because the only reason they wouldn't throw her in jail is if it was corrupt.
You know what's sad, man? Maybe they could have worked with Obama.
If they
were interested in governing, right, they could do it. But now it's weird, yeah, shit.
Turtle Man said it.
They're not governing.
Our number one priority is make sure that Barack Obama's one-term president.
How does that help? How does that help the light stay on in this fucking country?
They don't care.
It's your agenda.
They're, as much as you can spit on the N-word, they are lining up.
When did we quit serving white racist dicks in this fucking country?
I don't know. We got to win.
Fuck
the selection,
everyone.
Or we'll all be serving
Go
white
vote,
racist
guys.
Dicks.
Lie, obstruct justice, one thing after another. We could not even get a vote to impeach Koskinen. That was a low-hanging piece of fruit that, and maybe he's a low-hanging fruit, but I mean, we couldn't even get a vote to remove a guy that was that clearly inappropriate for being head of the IRS. So I don't have any delusions that if we have a Republican majority in the House, and even if we had it in the Senate, and Hillary's elected, she changes the Supreme Court, and you and I might be sharing a jail cell for the biblical basis that we have.
See, there
that's
it
not
is.
The libs.
Who's yeah? I didn't hear Hillary Clinton point and say, you know, I'm going to turn on you fuckers and throw you, or have special counsels. I'm going to appoint a special prosecutor to throw you in jail. That's what your orange daddy is doing, Louie.
Yeah, the progressives aren't doing that.
It's such bullshit. And you yesterday we played fucking Sandy Rios. They're going to throw us in re-education camps.
Oh, fuck you. Nobody wants to go to camp with you.
Re-education camps.
Ooh.
That's assuming you've been educated.
Right.
There's no
re-educated.
Yeah. No re.
Fuck off. That is so infuriating.
That if we have a Republican majority in the House, and even if we had it in the Senate, and Hillary's elected, she changes the Supreme Court, and you and I might be sharing a jail cell for the things, the biblical basis have and the approach we have.
We're going to share a jail cell for the biblical approach that we have, because I don't want faggots to live in my neighborhood. Biblical.
I ain't delusional. I just think Greek soldiers used to jack each other off before they went into battle.
Don't cast aspersions on my asparagus.
God.
The things, the biblical basis that we have and the approach we have. It's going to be bad news for America.
There you go.
Biblical basis in there.
It's hellfire and brimstone.
Fuck everyone, yeah.
I'm sure they were. Were they screaming this loud before Obama was?
I don't think so. No way, dude. A black person was elected fucking president.
Yeah.
You're a crazy, angry, straight, white, male, fucking racist. That makes you nuts.
Yeah.
I guess.
But I mean, when they were ramping up to it during the election, when it was him versus McCain.
Yeah.
I don't know if I remember this deep batshittery.
I think you're right. This is new. This is the death throes of the white male patriarchy.
Right.
Maybe.
I'm going to clean up a little bit of the magic spreadsheet here. Just a couple of older stories.
Crab diving, cleaning up.
Most of these are in the Faithless Friday section.
Oh,
so,
shit.
They might be leaning towards
what day
that
is that on?
Oh,
it's Friday.
These are, this is just a headline that I thought was fucking hilarious. We know Theodore Shubat.
Yes.
We've played Batshit Shubat many times. He is a heinously evil Christo loon who shoots videos, it looks like, in his mom's rec room
He's like an alt-right dude,
he is
right?
The son. He's an extreme Christian, thinks homosexuals should be put to death.
Okay.
Women should not have jobs.
Right.
Let alone run for office.
Is he in a mental
things like that.
Asylum?
Shouldn't, well, yeah. We should be in a camp.
Oh, yes.
Education camp right next to Sandy Rios. Which we wouldn't do.
No.
His camps dad, though, is Waleed Shubat.
Yes.
And we've talked about him before, too. He allegedly is a former terrorist.
Oh, my God.
Who helped firebomb a bank, I believe was his story.
Oh, that's classy.
And he said he converted from radical Islam, is now a lover of the Lord because he found a paycheck.
I used to firebomb banks where people were at, and now I'm into Jesus.
Now he's a heinous Christoloon.
Ooh, yes.
And he wrote this.
Right.
Over at Shubat.com.
Ooh.
It was a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
It's the Shubat Sunday special, apparently.
Oh, awesome.
I don't know what that means. This is the headline. The greatest persecution of Christians is about to happen. The whole world is being plunged into darkness. The spirit of Antichrist is taking over. Be prepared for major persecution.
Ah! What?
That's the headline.
God, I'm terrified.
That's one headline.
Wait a second. With the spirit of what is coming to fuck me up?
The greatest persecution of Christians is about to happen.
Okay.
Comma.
Perfect.
The whole world is being plunged into darkness.
Ooh, color me there.
Comma.
Okay.
The spirit of Antichrist is taking over. Period. Be prepared for major persecution.
Ooh, yes.
Interestingly, no period or comma.
Oh, my God. Mm. Ellipses? Ellipses?
No, nothing.
Hmm, interesting.
This is like just a giant screed about Henry Kissinger's
oh,
in there.
God.
Something about Turkey.
Yes, everyone's nuts.
The whole thing is just crazy, but I just thought the headline was spectacular. This is what we're dealing with. This is the kind of...
Everybody's fucking crazy, dude.
Mindless set that we're dealing with.
I'm just thinking about that headline you read. I mean, does this guy, Shubat, believe like there's an apocalypse and the four horsemen are going to come down and smite your balls off and all that other shit?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, God.
In the name of love of Jesus.
Somebody get that loon some Zoloft. That's what those guys need.
Like they're not on it.
Oh, yeah, that's
already,
true.
I'm sure
God,
they're on all the legal drugs.
God, think about it.
But make sure you throw a black guy in jail for having a joint.
How that violent thug. Is this country, even though we are awash in fucking Zoloft? Imagine without the drugs. It would be crazy.
I believe this... Oh, did we miss it? We did. Last weekend, Defend the Family International...
What in the fuck is
well,
that?
Think about it.
I've never heard of
Defend
that.
Defend the Family.
Is it international?
Yeah.
Bizarre.
Scott Lively, we've played him before. He's a Christo ass dick who is
Hello, ass
very
dick.
Active.
He's an ass dick.
In I believe he's the one who's active in helping other countries pass anti-gay laws.
That guy makes me wish there was a hell in which we could toss him. No offense.
I think he's that one.
Yes.
Defend the Family International. That makes sense.
Oh, yes.
They had a conference.
Ooh.
I saved this before apparently the conference went on, but this is just the announcement that came out. The conference, the subtitle is A Christian Pro-Family Conference with Dr. Scott Lively.
Ooh, hello, doctor.
Augusta, Maine.
Oh, yes. Paul LePage Estate.
Dr. Lively is uniquely equipped to address this topic. The two-day conference is divided into three sessions.
Oh, yes.
The entire thing is called, the entire conference is called, quote, The Descent from Sodomy into Sexual Orientation to Transgendering. What's next?
Ha, 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 ha. God, that is insane. You know when you spelunk? You
go cave. Caving, yeah.
And you kind of like rappel down the shafts
or whatever you do.
Is that what it is? Is that how they see like gay people?
Gay porn.
Yeah. I mean, no, they say you're descending into hell.
Rappelling down the shafts.
Right, right. So on the way, there's like, you know, gay stuff, lesbian stuff, bisexual stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the very bottom.
From sodomy into sexual orientation to transgendering. So they think it's a natural progression
from
allowing gays to butt fuck
yes.
to sexual orientation, which I don't know. That's the same thing. And then now transgendering. Ooh, oh, my God.
Perfect.
What's next?
Goat fucking.
Dr. Lively is uniquely equipped to address this topic.
Uniquely equipped.
The two-day conference.
The fuck does that? I got two dicks.
He's repelled down a lot of shafts.
The two-day
conference is divided into three sessions. The one on Friday morning, quote, the current state of the culture war and how we got here.
Oh, God.
Following lunch on Friday.
Ooh. What's for lunch? What's on the menu?
We will consider, quote, what happens next in the assault on biblical values?
Ejaculation.
Saturday morning. This is a stayover.
Okay. Oh, wow.
So
how much is this?
Fire up your Grindr app, gentlemen. I mean,
or whatever. Is this free?
It doesn't say how much it is. Oh, wait. No, it doesn't say. So
this must be expensive.
Saturday morning's discussion.
Yes.
Was, quote, the way forward for defenders of the family.
Oh, man. What the fuck? How long is that?
Oh, it's free. There's a phone number. Reserve your seats at this free event. Donations are encouraged.
Should crab diving go just to get a first-hand look at these balloons? No,
it was last weekend. We missed it. We missed it. The descent from sodomy.
Oh, how stupid.
Into sexual orientation.
How far are you going down in the elevator shaft?
Two-day event.
I'm getting off at sodomy.
From fucking Scott Lively.
What a bunch of fucking assholes. A two-day event, guys, all about homophobia. Perfect. What did this guy fucking grow up? Find a hobby, dipshit.
I believe this is the guy that got... Yeah, he's on trial for crimes against humanity.
What a great guy.
Anti-gay Massachusetts pastor. Is facing a lawsuit against him. For a crime against humanity.
Okay.
A Ugandan LGBT group called Sexual Minorities Uganda sued Lively over his trips to the nation in the last decade, where they claim he convinced local legislatures. Well, he did. Legislators to embrace anti-gay laws that cost them their freedom, comfort, and privacy. The Ugandan gay rights group says Lively not only delivered hateful speeches against LGBT people, calling them brutal and savage.
God.
And saying they harbor a predilection towards pedophilia.
Oh, God.
He also worked with lawmakers to actively take away their rights and put them in harm's way.
You're a fucking simpleton.
So
and
he
you're
is.
Dangerous.
He's the asshole that flies around and consults with governments on just how to persecute the gays. God,
I don't even know how to wrap my mind around that. Because, you know, there's shitheads everywhere. But this guy is actively, like, he's making an effort to be extra shitty.
He's profoundly evil. There's something.
What a fuckhead. I mean,
a lot of people give it lip service. Pun intended. Give it lip service. You know, stone the gays, get rid of them, blah, 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 blah. But would never push come to shove ever do anything because they're cowardly asshole pseudo-Christians.
And meanwhile, they're saying all this, like, abusive shit anyway.
This guy is truly evil. He's walking the walk.
Oh, yeah. Great. Terrifying.
Really a wonderful example of American exceptionalism.
What a piece of fucking shit.
These are the values.
Why don't you move to Uganda? Why don't he move to Uganda? If that's what he wants. If he wants to live somewhere where they make being gay illegal and everybody gets abused and rocks thrown at him, I don't know. Move to fucking Uganda.
Right. There you'll be happy.
Yeah, you love it.
Or Saudi Arabia. They hate gay people there too.
Even and better. You can get a rock.
Cover up their women. Don't let them drive.
Yeah, say goodbye to titties.
How's that? I've played this guy.
Yes.
In a wee little sea hair. I think it may have been since he was talking to another one of these prosperity pastors about when Jesus told him, you need a better private jet.
A prosperity pastor, is this like a mega church guy? kind of thing.
But who specifically preaches that the Lord wants you to be rich, and the Lord really wants me to be rich, therefore give me your money.
What do they say about getting into heaven, and I have a needle, and being rich, and all that shit?
Well, anything in the Bible, they can work around. We know that.
Oh, okay.
Selective interpretation of what's going on in the Bible. This is Kenneth Copeland.
This guy speaks in tongues.
This is the, and that's, where did my...
He speaks in tongues, right?
Where did my speaking in tongues?
He sounds like this. Something like that, right? He says bullshit and everybody believes him because they're stupid.
Yeah, and I'm looking for it. It's not in my, very oddly, I can't find it in my special effects.
Is Kenneth also into rattlesnakes or is he just the tongues?
He ain't touching no snake. Are you kidding me?
That boy.
There's no fucking way you're going to get that guy.
Does he burn his face like some of these guys that handle snakes? They also hold flames over their face to prove that God.
Here we go. Come on. That is him speaking the word of the Holy Spirit, the language that only the Holy Spirit recognizes.
Can I ask you something? Like, why, if God is going to speak through you, why would he make you form sounds in your mouth that are easy to form? You know, that's not hard to do, to mimic what he's doing.
Well, apparently the Lord didn't give the Holy Spirit lips.
Right. But do you remember the guy from Police Academy?
Huh?
The guy from Police Academy that can make all those amazing sounds. That guy. Why is it that how? Why do we speak in tongues like that guy? Do you remember? Shut up. You're fucking full of shit.
Kenneth Copeland, who I hope he is not tax exempt because he is very specifically endorsing a certain candidate.
Boo.
For president
of the
United States.
Is he a Trump guy?
Here he is. Kenneth Copeland.
Fuck you.
On, oh my God.
What's up?
He recently hosted a television program featuring right-wing pseudo-historian David Barton, who is one of the most loathsome creatures on the planet. He's the guy that is Glenn Beck's historian, in quotes.
Oh, yes.
The guy that discredited.
Right.
Author. I can't even call him historian. Who wrote a book about Jefferson.
Yes.
Specifically trying to debunk the fact that Jefferson was the least a deist, possibly an atheist.
Right.
And
it's nuts.
Wanted a separation of church and state. He says that's bullshit. Jefferson loved the Lord and wanted God in every aspect. So he rewrote history, and I ain't lying. His book was ripped from the shelves of fucking Walmart.
Walmart!
Even by his own Christian publishing company.
It's fucking
after
Walmart.
It was published, and real historians read it and said, this is utter fiction.
Walmart couldn't stomach it.
Pulled from the shelves because it's a fraud. Yet he still has a massive audience and a following and people that believe every fucking word he says.
Yeah.
And believe that he... Glenn Beck is like, we're going to go to our historian friend.
Oh, yes.
So he's Barton. Apparently on this show with this guy. But here's Kenneth Copeland.
Okay.
And you sit still. You sit right where you are. Don't you turn that off saying, well, I ain't going to vote anyway. You're going to be held seriously, seriously to account by God if you don't vote.
Ooh.
Is he going to tell me if I don't vote Trump, I'm going to roast in the fiery pits of Hades? Is that what he's going to say?
And you're going to find that out before this broadcast is over. You're going to be guilty of murder. You're going to be guilty of an abomination of God.
I think this is unsubtly supporting a specific candidate, which I don't think preachers are supposed to do because that whole tax exempt thing.
Imagine it's real. Imagine all this religious bullshit's real.
Okay.
Imagine there's a heaven. Imagine there's a hell.
Working on it.
If you knew that when you died, if you didn't vote for Trump, you would burn in hell forever, would you vote for him?
Well, sure.
Yeah, I would too. Fuck that. It's hell, man. It sucks.
Yeah. Purple suit, by the way, he's really pimping it here. Kenneth Copeland.
You're going to be guilty of an abomination of God. You're going to be guilty for every baby that's aborted from this election forward.
Oh, yeah.
And so you.
I'm going to be doing a lot of fucking, apparently, in the next.
Every baby that's aborted.
You're responsible for every baby aborted.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yes.
Damn.
Own it.
This election forward. And so you don't cut out on me right now. Wow. In the name of Jesus.
That's right.
Amen. I forgive you, sweetheart, but you just stay right there where you are.
He's talking about someone who has said, I may not vote because I can't vote Trump.
Oh, my God.
And he's saying, you're going to be guilty of murder. You're going to roast in hell.
How am I killing babies by not voting for Trump?
Because Hillary
yes.
Obviously wants to take a baseball bat to the every 8.5 month pregnant woman's stomach.
How do I explain Hillary derangement syndrome to my stupid fucking friends from high school?
Well,
on
if
fucking
they have
Facebook?
It, you can't.
Black Lives Matter. Can I make them understand that?
No. Oh, no.
That's what it was getting into.
Oh, no. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher. Leave us a good review if you're kind enough to. And I had to shell out a lot of money for my dog, so help us out on Amazon at Amazon, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy there, we get a little commission. It doesn't cost you anything, but it really, 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 really helps us out. It helped me buy a pill for the dog.
A pill. One for you, one for me.
Yeah, help me buy some pills for me, too.
Hey, Doc, can we get this Xanny's pill? You know, Kate could use a Xanax. I mean, you know, tiny doggy Xanax.
She's had it.
Oh, really? What is that?
What do you mean?
I mean, it's a normal Xanax?
I don't know, but she had some kind of equivalent.
Okay.
It was some calming medicine.
Oh, okay. Noted.
She's a Jack Russell.
Does she have her medical marijuana card?
No. And lend her mine.
I don't think.
I hot box her.
And by the way, I don't think.
I'd never do that.
By the way, I don't think she's not good for weed. She would be paranoid.
I would prefer not to have the dog get a hold of any marijuana. That. Yeah, yeah. My old girlfriend.
Yes.
Her dog got into, ate a little nugget of marijuana one time.
Did she like it?
We didn't.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, no. No, the poor dog. His little wiener dog.
Wiener.
A little tiny, mini weenie.
Oh, yes.
Miniature.
Hey, listen.
Dachshund.
I know you're not talking about Trump.
And sat on the floor.
Right.
Shivering
for
a couple of hours. I think the paranoia.
Why did the dog just fucking enjoy it?
Well, she doesn't understand it.
You ate some good weed. You wasted it.
She didn't. Surprisingly, she didn't understand the English when we explained that to her.
A serious question. Did you follow her around and see if she passed it? Did you know?
Oh, let's smoke her shit.
Well, not her. You pick it. That's what they do with the civet monkeys with the coffee beans. Same thing.
Well, yeah, they hose them off first.
Hose them off.
you don't cut out on me right now. Wow. In the name of Jesus.
That's fuck right. You.
Amen. That's I right. Forgive you, sweetheart, but you just stay right there where you are and hear us out.
Yeah.
Now, think about this. Well, what are we going to do? This country's going down the tube. No, it isn't. I mean, we could have another 8 years of Hillary Clinton and the worst mess that anybody could make out of a nation. May I just share just a word with you?
The word is pussy.
Pussy. I'm going to grab your pussy.
May I just share some, just.
Meanwhile,
get to your point.
I keep flashing back to that conversation he had with that other asshole. Where the two of them were saying that they each have received a revelation from the Lord, specific, direct communication.
Yes.
That says, what is wrong with you only having one private jet, you pussy?
I mean,
this is how they fleece the people, and they say, the Lord wants me to have a second private jet.
When are we as a nation going to smarten up? We got to quit being marks for these charlatans. They're charlatans. Look at that suit.
But these, how can anybody follow these specific charlatans who aren't subtle about it?
How much?
The tiniest, least bit. I don't get it. How desperate are you for whatever is missing in your sad life that you need to sign on to these frauds, these blatant, obvious, unapologetic snake oil fucking salesmen?
This man is Sky God. How much is his fucking suit that he's wearing?
Right.
I mean, Sky, how much do you think? It's like $5,000. Who knows?
Just share some, just a word with you. I just
got you
in prayer just a few days ago. The Lord said, I know my way around with...
This is like a Saturday Night Live sketch.
Oh, he's cracking himself up.
I go to that one often, but this is like a sketch.
It is.
This is if you're going to play a cartoon character of an evil fraud pastor fleecing the people, I just prayed this the other day, and the Lord wants you to stay right there.
And then it's not even crazy enough.
In the name of love, in the name of Jesus.
And then start talking like this.
Right.
And say, that's God.
Right. He heals people, too, by the way.
Oh, hand me a snake. Yeah.
This guy heals people.
Does he really? Like, he touches him and you're not blind anymore?
And 20 people in the audience fall down.
Not really?
He casts his God magic.
What can he heal? What? Well, maladies.
The atheists are fond of saying, we've yet to see someone who had a limb hacked off have it regrown at one of these.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Interestingly enough.
Make my dick bigger.
God's miracles are only... so noticeable.
Oh, yes.
Apparently, you can't grow back limbs or shit like that.
Why so many caveats with your bullshit religion? Just wondering.
The Lord said, I know my way around with politicians. I've been dealing with them since Nimrod.
Oh, my.
And he said, I've never...
What is Nimrod?
Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, you said Nimrod.
What is Nimrod?
I always thought...
Is that a biblical thing?
I always thought a Nimrod was something bad you called somebody... Nimrod, king of Shinar.
What? Is that Lord of the Rings?
No, it's from the Bible.
Oh, okay.
Nimrod, king of Shinar, was, according to the book of Genesis and the book of Chronicles, the son of Cush.
Marijuana?
Great-grandson of Noah.
Ooh. Oh, so great-grandson, so he probably had like
boat guy.
Three eyes and two ears, because... there were six people left.
Well,
and they had to fuck
reading.
Each other. Yeah, again, twice. Twice these people believe that humanity is the product of incest.
Oh, my God.
Except for, unless they try to say, where did Cain and Abel find the ladies that they impregnated after Adam and Eve?
Yeah,
and even if there were only two of them, that still ain't a big gene pool to dip into.
Hey, at least these assholes don't believe in that shit theory of evolution.
They're cousin fucking, at minimum.
That's a Olympic sport.
And after the fucking alleged flood.
Ooh.
Again, we got Noah and a few kids.
Yeah, raptors on the fucking ark.
So everybody get to fucking.
Did they take two Ewoks?
Right. I don't
swim.
Think so, because we don't
Ewoks
have them.
Can't swim.
Can they not?
No.
I don't remember that. We're getting letters on that one, too.
Tweet us.
I don't remember reading in Return of the Jedi.
Are they brilliant?
Since the city of Akkad was destroyed and lost.
I'm reading more about
fucking damn it.
Nimrod. I don't know. Oh, Nimrod.
What is Nimrod exactly again? It's a place?
Extra-biblical traditions associate him with the Tower of Babel.
Oh, yes.
Leading to his reputation as a king who was rebellious against God.
What an asshole. How could you, Nimrod?
Was the Tower of Babel Babel that God was pissed because they were trying to build something to reach him?
I don't know.
I will not get high enough to look up my skirt.
I thought Tower of Babel was in Doctor Who. Who knows?
To go, the Lord said, I know my way around with politicians. I've been dealing with them since Nimrod.
Oh, my.
And
he said,
I've never failed yet. Hallelujah. He dealt with Pharaoh. He jerked the slack out of him. He
Wait a second. He jerked the slack out of Pharaoh.
Well, now that's an afternoon.
I guess that's how you get what you want.
Bring me the towels.
Slack out of him. Listen, this is God's nation, and nobody is going to take it away from him.
That's right.
God damn.
What about Israel? I thought Israel was God's nation.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, Notre Dame is God's team, right?
God's nation, and Nobody is going to take it away from him.
That's right.
Now, I want to get that clear right now, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, boy.
No man, no woman, no Democrat, no Republican, no socialist, no communist can take this nation away from God.
He's blustering. He's losing his fucking mind in his pimp suit.
He's worried that someone is going to take the nation away from God.
Well, that's not going to happen, he says.
Okay. Holy shit.
He says that's not going to happen.
Okay. Everybody calm down if you're into this Sky God shit. I mean,
now, I don't know what there is about that you can't understand, but I'm telling you right now, God Almighty is head of this nation, not people.
Damn, amazing. What a great order, though, man. I mean, listen to that.
Making money, yeah.
God Almighty! God.
Yeah.
Does he do warm-ups, do you think? Or does he have a vocal coach?
I don't know.
Seriously, I mean, you know.
Probably.
God Almighty is head of this nation, not people. Jesus of Nazareth is Lord over the United States.
What?
Jesus of Nazareth is Lord over the United States.
Is Lord. God damn it. They need a Xanax, a Zoloft. Get some medical marijuana. Calm the fuck down and quit screaming.
Kenneth Copeland, ladies Jesus and gentlemen. Christ. Kenneth Copeland.
When does he... Why did he not break into tongue speaking there? That weird speaking in tongues bullshit he does.
I don't know. It wasn't the Holy Spirit didn't stink its hand up his ass and turn him into Kermit.
God's into doing that, right? God decides when that happens.
Maybe.
So why does it always happen when he's on stage with a microphone?
He summons it. I mean, I think I think he needs to open his loins to the tongue of the Holy Spirit.
Right. Open your loins to my tongue.
God. The ACLU, this is a quick story here. The ACLU is loathed and despised and hated by the knuckle-dragging loons of the right because sometimes the ACLU will sue Christianists or theofascists like Mr. Copeland here for... especially if there's government shit involved, for overstepping the bounds of the separation church state and like that. They hate the ACLU. It's all atheists. All they do is get the Bible out of the classroom. That's all that ACLU does. They're a bunch of Jews.
Fuck you.
So, but you try to tell these people, no, the ACLU has also defended Christo loons like you fucks. At times when there has actual been real discrimination and persecution because of someone's Christianity. On those occasions, the ACLU steps in and sues the fuck out of the offenders on behalf of the Christians.
Perfect.
If your little crotch spawn, you say they wouldn't let the crotch spawn pray at school, that's a lie.
Right.
Your students can pray. You could pray by yourself. The teachers can't lead the prayer. If a teacher told a child, you may not pray on your, you know, in your quiet time or sitting at your desk, then the ACLU would sue that teacher because that ain't the law.
I understand that.
They would step in for the law.
Okay.
But when the law goes against Christian privilege, they're branded... I mean, they've now been branded. The ACLU is an evil organization. Yes. You hear these loonies all the time screaming about the ACLU. It's going to come in and sue Christians, good Christian people.
The American Civil Liberties Union.
Right.
And that
here
sounds
is an example.
Right.
The Central Coast High School in Orcutt, California, ORCUTT.
Where the fuck is that?
Central Coast, maybe. Ooh. If it's Central Coast High School.
Beautiful.
Orchid or C-U-T-T or Orchid.
Fuck you.
California. It's near a naval base, I guess, or an Air Force base. Ooh, Vandenberg perfect. Air Force Base. So that means it's like Santa Barbara, I think.
Right.
So the ACLU is standing in and defending the free speech of a high school student who was informed by the school that his shirt was offensive and sexually suggestive. The school told him he couldn't wear that shirt, and now the ACLU is defending him. The shirt featured a graphic of former President Bill Clinton.
Oh, man.
Done in the style of that Obama hope poster that okay. they love to make fun of.
Perfect.
From the 2008 election. Instead of hope,
right.
it says rape.
Bam! Oh, where do you pick that up? The Gap?
I'm sure Trump.com. Oh, sure. You could probably pick one up.
Stupid.
Breitbart. I'm absolutely positive you could go to Breitbart and find an ad for a Trump that bitch shirt or something like that. They're so classy.
Rape.
So this kid, Brett Abel, apparently a deluded Trumpalo.
Perfect.
Wore a shirt that said rape. He said that the ACLU is defending me trying to get the school to change the policies.
Okay.
He has been wearing controversial shirts all year, including one that reads Hillary for Prison 2016. Mm. He says, teachers tend not to like my t-shirts, but the students always like them. They always compliment my shirts. Well, then you probably live in a really white, horrible area.
Right.
A right area, an area of white racists.
Sure.
Because if they're loving your Clinton's a rapist and Hillary for prison shirts, then they're deplorables.
Ooh.
And so are you, kid. And your parents are horrible parents.
Oh, yes. You suck.
The school says it has zero tolerance policy for disruptions. And they are fighting in court against the ACLU. The dress code policy says clothing, jewelry, personal items shall be free of writing, pictures, or any other insignia which are crude, vulgar, profane, or sexually suggestive, or which advocate racial, ethnic, or religious prejudice.
Yes.
The ACLU is saying that the word rape
doesn't fall into that.
Is not crude, it's not vulgar, it's not profane, it's not sexually suggestive.
You think Bill Clinton has one of those shirts?
how interesting is it that he says the school told him it's sexually suggestive? Rape.
Rape is not sex.
There's nothing sexual about it.
It's violence.
Yeah.
Damn.
So
I thought everybody in California was like progressive and enlightened. Orchid, what the fuck is your problem?
Well, Orange County? What about Orange County? You've been down there.
God. Ooh.
Progressive.
Hey.
In Orange County. Kidding me?
Give me a deal on meth.
So there you go. So we'll let you know how it's going. Just to let your right-wing nutjob friends know that the ACLU fights for everybody's rights, even the rights of assholes to wear asshole shirts and say asshole things that we disagree with.
God.
Imagine if he was wearing a t-shirt that said, there is no God.
Oh, fuck. Forget it. Forget it, man. It's offending my faith. You're making fun of Jesus. You're losing their fucking minds.
No, they would say religious prejudice, but that's not advocating religious prejudice. That's if you're allowing students to wear crosses
yes.
to school, if you're allowing a student to wear a I Heart Jesus t-shirt, you fucking have to allow there is no God.
What about
you
that?
You have to.
Absolutely. What about Black Lives Matter? Didn't a girl wear a Black Lives Matter to a shirt somewhere, or maybe it was a school?
Oh, and yeah, she got in trouble for that.
Gotta change your fucking shirt. Why? That's not sexual in nature. That's not violent.
Because the administrators are white.
Oh, yes. My fault.
Right.
God damn.
So the ACLU, ladies and gentlemen, let your right-wing shithead friends know that it doesn't only attack the poor, beleaguered Christians of the United States of America.
Fuck you.
We've only got a couple minutes left here on this big show. We'll be rerunning this at 2 p.m. Pacific in a couple of minutes, just so you guys will be able to hear us at the normal time.
And if you listen to the show the first time, I would advise you listening again. Right. Just, you know, to
pick up the subtleties of our rhetoric.
Right. Have the show memorized.
Subtleties.
It's fun. The subtleties.
Subtleties. I don't know if I should really, if we only got about a minute left, so I'm not going to start a new story.
You going to start it tomorrow? Is it a good one?
Well, this is more Gohmert. He was on, Fox and Friends.
Oh.
Steve Doocy interviewed Louis Gohmert.
Are there clips?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's man.
Here's slipping
paying
the tip in.
For Donald Trump. In a conference call to his conference yesterday with GOP leaders.
I'm Steve Doocy. In a conference call yesterday, Paul Ryan said really nasty, horrible things about God. Mr. Trump. And here's Louis Gohmert to talk about how poo-poo-y that is.
Hilarious.
So we'll play that tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck on the show. Good God.
We'll have a report on Kate. She'll be back tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
We're missing a couple of teeth.
We're going to need you back in the studio, Kate.
That were taken out by the vet. It's not like...
you didn't do it.
I'm going to swing at her for costing me that much money.
No.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget, you can get us at iTunes and Stitcher and at crabdiving.com. Leave us good reviews. We appreciate it. Share the crabs. Spread the crabs, etc. Don't forget, you can buy shit through our Amazon hole. Please, 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 please. We need money at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Doesn't cost you anything and does really help us out. We appreciate those that do buy shit.
Thank you.
And would appreciate if you would do that.
Right.
Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. And follow his funny Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy. His really cool pictures at Rated R Comedy on Instagram. Or go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
TTS.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.